Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, November 6, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got this during the break. I checked the radio station's email. Breaking news alert. Donald Trump takes Michigan for the second time. Former President Donald Trump won Michigan on Tuesday night for the second time in his political career after taking all but nine of the state's 83 counties, including the bellwether indicator counties of Saginaw and Muskegon. Those two counties, whoever wins Saginaw and Muskegon wins the state and usually wins the White House. Trump lost them in 2020 defeat to Biden. The victory pads the Republican nominee's winning Electoral College vote total after Wisconsin declared for Trump earlier this morning, giving him 277, while 15 from Michigan puts him at 292. Now, I don't know what other states are still out there. I don't know if Alaska's been called yet. Not really sure. Waiting for perhaps Arizona, Nevada. I don't know if they've been called yet either. I believe he's going to be up over 300. That's my prediction. So I'm pretty confident about Arizona. Nevada, those union workers out there in Las Vegas, man, they are commies out there. Vice President Kamala Harris and Democrats critically need Michigan to move into their column if the Democratic nominee hoped to secure the Electoral College votes she needed to succeed Joe Biden. She didn't do it. Also, and how this happened, I don't get it. How can Donald Trump win Michigan and Mike Rogers loses to Elisa Slotkin? Can somebody explain that to me? Top of the ticket, President and U.S. Senate. If you're going to vote for Trump, you're going to vote for Rogers. You're going to vote for Trump, but you're going to vote for Elisa Slotkin to be the U.S. Senator? I don't think so. I don't get this. Unbelievable. Slotkin wins U.S. Senate race in a nail biter. Really? Narrowly defeated Rogers, lining herself up to be Michigan's second ever female U.S. Senator, preventing Republicans from grabbing a seat that they haven't touched in 20 years. The race was razor thin throughout the night, but Slotkin was able to slightly overperform Democratic nominee Kamala Harris. She won Muskegon and Saginaw. Two counties Harris was not able to win. Rogers was up on Slotkin for most of the night. Late votes coming out of Kalamazoo County pushed her over the edge. The final precincts from Wayne County will put her ahead for good. So Wayne County, I guess, hasn't reported yet, but you factor in Wayne County's numbers, it's over. I told you Rogers could not beat Slotkin. I told you guys you picked the wrong horse, Trump. Stay out of our Michigan politics, sir. We love you as our president. We hate you as an endorser in our races. Mind your own business. But he didn't. Rogers got it. And now he got his butt kicked. 36 years of Elisa Slotkin in the U.S. Senate. Look at her age. Six terms. Almost 40 years she'll be there.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
We're in the truck and a stab in the cold. 5,000 more man in the
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Randy Walker just sent me the Google Map directions from Frisky's Farm Market on Saturday morning to the church up in Lansing for his wedding. It says 59 minutes with the current traffic conditions we have out there right now, which will be probably the same. It's 11 o'clock right now here on Wednesday. Might be a little busier on a Saturday, but I'm going to drive the Cadillac, so I will be doing 10 over the speed limit. So probably be able to get there in 50 minutes instead of 59. So the wedding's at 1, so that means I can leave at noon or about 5:10 after and still make it there right when you are standing at the altar waiting for her to walk down the aisle. Yeah, that's what we'll do. I'll speed. I'll get there. Don't worry about it. Jeans and flannel shirts. I don't even own a pair of jeans and flannel shirt that fits me. So now I got to go out and buy an outfit and Vicky a new outfit just for your wedding. Man, brother, you better thank me for showing up at this thing. No, we're happy to be there. Looking forward to sharing the blessing of your unity in front of God and everybody being part of it, Randy. Congratulations to you and Teresa. Really cool story how they met, but I'm going to talk about it on the radio. That's personal, private business. I gave Teresa the first ride on a motorcycle she's ever had in her life. I lied to her. Yeah. I told her I was just going to drive around in the parking lot when we were up there at Neil Frisky's event at, what was that, Power Diesel or whatever the place is up there in Petoskey. And they had all the big pickups there and all the big semis, and man, it was a great event. And I had my motorcycle. Vicky and I rode up from the house. And you ever been on a motorcycle? No. Well, come on. Just sit on the back. So I'm sitting there, and she threw her leg over, and she's on it, and like, yeah, see, you know how nice it is. Just lean back and forth. Here, let me just start it up. You know what? I'll just take you for a short little ride right here in the parking lot. She's like, okay. She's so trusting. I lied. I went around the parking lot, pulled out in the driveway, and I got out on 31 heading north, and I punched it. And man, she hugged me. I got to tell you, Randy, your fiance hugged me, dude. She was holding on for dear life. I didn't go that fast. I was only doing like 60 in a 45. But anyway, well, heck, my bike goes 0 to 45 in first and 45 to 70 in second. And I got 6 gears. You figure it out. Smitty. Okay, I admit it. I slept in. Well, then listen to the podcast. Listen on demand. I'm not telling you anything. You spoke about this morning of the debacle concerning Mike Rogers in Detroit. When I went to bed, I believe he won. Nope, he lost. Kalamazoo, the communist Democrats there reported in, he lost Muskegon and Saginaw counties. Kalamazoo threw in some additional votes, and Detroit, by the time they get done manufacturing ballots there, he's lost. Trump won Michigan, but Rogers lost. Trump won Muskegon and Saginaw, bellwether counties for presidential race. No, sorry, Rick. I said, yeah, now Mike can go back home to Florida. He said, Michigan can keep him. I'm going to Florida. No, you're not. You're not going anywhere. You are not going anywhere. You've been threatening to do that for years. Vicky won. We've got the majority back in the House. We're going to get a Republican governor. You're not going anywhere. We need you. Let's see. I thought it true. Okay, got it. Yes, okay. Let's see, Anita, I was up until 3:30 in the morning, slept about 3-4 hours. I'm so wound up. I have to leave now for my dog, Liberty Libby, USA, to be groomed. So I have to leave your last half hour to listen to it later. Again, congratulations to Miss Vicky. Oh, look at her little baby. Liberty Libby. She's a multi-poo? Okay. Oh, she loves her bones. Okay, got it. That's a bone in her mouth. Gotcha. All right. Let's see. Yeah, okay, Pat, I'll give you a call after the show. Let's see. Prime Diesel, that's what it was, in Petoskey. Cool place. High-performance diesel trucks and all kinds of toys. Love it. Ooh. That's a little... Tim, the two-man Taylor, can't talk. I'm running out of gas, people. I haven't been to bed yet, okay? I got up 7:30 yesterday. I'm doing pretty good. Let's see. 7:30 is 24 plus 11:30. It's four more hours. 28 hours I've been up. Wow. Do a show. Now I got to go out and do the signs. Okay, let's see. Maltese poodle. That's what she is. She's a cutie. I like the little white toenails and the little white muzzle. That's great. She sent me a picture. Rob says, how can he have a 300,000 vote lead and then you can come back and beat somebody last minute? You know they cheated. This needs to be investigated. No, Rob. This was the safest, most secure election in the history of our state. Jocelyn Benson, our Secretary of State, said it. Oh, no, that's right. That was 2020. She didn't say that yet, has she? Of course they cheated. It's Wayne County, Michigan. Now, he did lose, even though Trump won. Saginaw County and Muskegon County have already said it. But Kalamazoo, Matt DePernell's county, the communist libs down there, beat him. And of course. Oh, shoot, I've been waiting for this call. I am so sorry. I'm going to tell these people yes or no. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Randy. Okay, that went longer than I thought. But anyway, I apologize. I've been waiting for something for Miss Vicky. It's a little surprise because of her victory. And I was waiting to see if it was shipped yet. I just needed a yes or no. The guy wanted to explain blah, blah, blah. Has it been shipped yet? Yes or no? That's all I want to know. I'm on the radio. I got to go. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Anyway. Where was I? I don't know. Oh. The cheating that needs to be investigated. Here's the problem. Here is the biggest problem in Detroit, Wayne County, Michigan. We have an election law that the dumb Republicans under Governor William Milliken, Rhino Republican from Traverse City, Michigan, signed into law back in the 1970s. With the stupid idiot Republicans and Democrats, the kumbaya bipartisan legislative laws they passed in the House and the Senate, and he signed into law. You know what it says? In Wayne County, if you don't have a precinct that balances, you can't recount it. Vicky said, what? I said, yeah. I was down there and saw it with my own eyes. 70%, 72% of all their precincts of their county boards for absentee ballots, mail-in ballots, drop box ballots. If those precincts don't balance, you can't. CAN'T, you can't. You cannot. Recount unbalanced precincts in Wayne County, Detroit, Michigan. Are you kidding me? Those are the ones that need to be recounted. Well, first of all, I got a very simple solution. When I'm Republican governor elected in 2026, sworn in on January 2nd of 2027, if you don't balance, throw your ballots in the garbage. You don't get to count them. Take all those ballots out of those green army boxes you have down there in Cobo Hall. I'm never going to call it TCF Center or Huntington Place or any dang thing else. It's Cobo Hall. You open up those green ammo boxes that you got at the Salvation Army probably, and throw them in the garbage. Put them into the shredders. Watch how fast they start balancing their precincts when I'm Republican governor of the state of Michigan. Oh, this is real simple. This is so simple, people. Give me a Republican House and Senate. I call the Senate Majority Leader and the Speaker of the House into my office, and I say, pass the bill this week. Because the next election we have in Wayne County and Detroit, if they don't balance, shred the ballots. Take them out of the tabulator counts. Don't factor them into the total vote of the state of Michigan. Watch how fast they start balancing those precincts. They'll spend all night long figuring out why the heck this precinct doesn't balance. It's not that hard to do. It's not that hard to do, people. How do I know it? Because every other county in the state of Michigan, guess what? We balance our precincts. When I say precincts, I'm talking about townships, cities, and villages, or wards, depending on your municipality. In Detroit, it's called counting boards. I monitored 20 of them back in 2020. The all-nighter shift that I pulled with Pat Kolbeck and Christina Caramo and many others, Roseanne Pankowski and many others, guess what? I saw it with my own eyes. They don't give a crap. They process the ballots. If they balance, they balance. If they don't, they don't. They don't look at the poll books. They don't scan the barcodes. They don't care. They feed them into the tabulators, and they put them into the green ammo boxes. And at the end of the night, they don't balance 70%. Out of 139 county boards, they had 70%, 87, 89, whatever the heck the number, 92. They did not balance. And guess what? They can't be recounted. So your little text message about it needs to be investigated, not going to happen. Sorry, Rob. Not going to happen, dude. Dave Agerman, listening to the show. Rogers was considered a carpetbagger. Several people I know left his slot blank. Whoa. I detest the guy, but I voted for him. So did I. He was the one that Priebus had go national and asked for my resignation. Didn't happen. That was a Betsy DeVos's appeal. God, I am so sick of that family. How are we going to replace the DeVos money in Michigan Republican Party politics? How are we going to get rid of John Yob of Strategic National being the consultant? Which, by the way,